Hello, this is Marcus Idell from Avatarium, and you're listening to the Blog of Rock.
Hello, welcome to the Block of Rock, your hard rock and heavy metal podcast music magazine. My name is Uwe Lerch, and I will take you backstage to the rock stars. Of course, we chat about the music that connects us all, about new records, about life plans and what used to be. But we also talk about the people behind it, what inspired and motivated them, and what kind of rockstar tips do they have for you out there. In the show notes, that is a description of this episode that you are hearing about right now, you will find a central link for all usage that will also take you to my official Facebook group. I would be happy if we get to know each other there. Are you ready for the start? Well, then come with me. Today everything revolves around Avatarium from Stockholm. Ever since her first self-titled album in 2013, the magical voice of frontwoman Jenny Ann Smith has enchanted me. From my point of view, the band has made an incredible metamorphosis over a total of 4 albums and has filled up their compositions of deep, dark, heavy, cold sounds of Black Sabbath type with more and more warm rays of sunshine. Just have a look at all the acoustic songs on the Avatarium YouTube channel, you will be very surprised. Their latest album, The Fire I Long For, was released last November, with which the band opened a completely new niche, referred as Dark Gospel by themselves. If you want to know more about this, I recommend to watch the explanatory video of the song Rubicon, which went online a few days ago. 2020 could have been the year of Avatarium. 2 warm-up shows were played in Sweden, an extreme live schedule with festival highlights such as Wacken or Summer Breeze, just to name a few, should follow. But these plans were also lost in the wake of the pandemic. Almost by chance, one of the 2 initial shows in Stockholm was recorded with cameras. I was allowed to watch this video completely and can tell you that the concert is an absolutely eye-catcher, not only due to the historical location from the 19th century. For over 90 minutes, a dark doom thunderstorm breaks loose, in an extreme contrast with almost folk-like ballads, soulful bluesy guitar solos, a lot of 70s Hammond organ, and above all the magical voice of Jenny Ann Smith. And it is exactly this experience that rings your doorbell now, because a concert film of the year for me is available as a video download. You can secure the show for 10 euros only, you will get the link from me later. To keep the tension a little longer, we'll first hear what Avatarium mastermind Marcus Udell told me about this project.
Hello Marcus, how are you doing in Stockholm?
Hello, I'm fine. We got some warm weather finally, so the end of the summer seems to be a little warmer.
You're looking great, so to say, for everybody who's not seeing you. You're looking really relaxed. So have you been on vacation or have you been in the studio working the past weeks?
We actually been on some kind of vacation, like for a month, me and Jan and our kid, 2.5-year-old kid. And so, but it's always, you know, it's never total vacation for me. I always do stuff.
Yeah, you came out with the breaking news that Avatarium is coming to your living room in a few days. So you're releasing exactly. A concert, a home video.
Yeah, so we're releasing a concert movie from the show we did earlier this year in Stockholm at the really, really beautiful venue, Nalen, which is a really old and beautiful looking venue. So, and it was recorded with 5 cameras and multi-track, you know, audio recording. So we were able to make a concert movie out of it with a great sound and a great film. You know, the film looks really nice. So we were happy. So we've been working quite hard with that. Victor Stenqvist made a great audio mix And I went to his studio like when he was almost done, and we spent the day together to make, you know, all the small final adjustments to make it even better. And Magnus Stenvinkel has been working with the film, and we also, both me and Jenny Ann, has been there and watching. But they've been doing, Magnus Stenvinkel from Black Box, they've been doing a great, great work. So everybody's been working, spending a lot of time and putting a lot of effort to make this as good as possible, and, you know, to kind of make people who watch it feel the atmosphere and the vibe that was in the hall at the venue that evening. So we're really happy with it and proud. I talked to our keyboard player yesterday, actually, Rickard Nilsson. We were both a little bit surprised how well we play and perform, because it was the first show we did on what was supposed to be the tour 2020. And of course, we just made two shows because then COVID-19 pandemic bursted out. So, but at least it was recorded, the first show, and luckily we did a great performance. We're happy about that.
So it's not easy, because I remember seeing Avatarion quite a few times, but you changed the lineup in between there and back. And I was really surprised. I saw the show already, and I must say that this is the best lineup I saw from Avatarion. Because you seemed like playing together for ages, but it was one of your first shows.
Yeah, really. But one of the reasons actually is that we are all good friends, and we know we've been friends for a long time. So Harbo, the drummer, and Rika Nilsson, keyboard player, we know each other and played a lot together, you know, in different jam sessions and in different, you know, constellations and stuff. So we know each other very well. But it's also like with some people, you just get a good chemistry. It's like, you know, you can't force that thing. You put some people together, and if you're really, really lucky, there's a certain chemistry that kind of makes some magic that you can't, you know, you can't predict it. But we are very happy, and everybody in the band, we really feel that. I've been talking to everybody, and that's why we're all very happy and proud about this live concert. And the same with Mats, you know, our bass player. So everybody's like able to put their own personality in how they perform, but also they make, you know, the big Avatarion sound together. So, you know, we're very lucky. I really hope we can have this band together for a long time, because it feels like coming home to me.
So the whole concert is called One Evening with Avatarion. And I think it really showed a great band, which is on the best performance yet. And it was just the first show of the tour. It was crazy.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I'm happy you say that. I was quite nervous when I went to Victor to listen to the sound mix, because I haven't listened to the whole show, because I have a, you know, it's always when you listen to yourself, it's like, oh, you know, there you hear all the small little mistakes and stuff, and so I don't usually like to listen to my live recordings, actually. So I was very nervous when I went there, but then when we listened, like, each song was like, wow, this sounds pretty good, and then the next song is like, wow, and you know, and then it gets better and better. So for each song. So sometimes you're lucky and perform well. But as said, we all feel very comfortable with each other. And also the audience, actually, that evening, it was very warm and, you know, loving and great atmosphere in the venue. And as you will see if you watch the concert film, it's a very beautiful venue. And that also inspires, I think.
Looks so, like an old cathedral or like a theater. So what is this kind of venue? Is it? It's not for rock. It's not made for rock shows.
No, it's usually not, like, metal bands or rock bands usually don't play there, because we watched the old gospel lady Mavis Staples there like a few years ago, when we were like, wow, this is such a nice venue. And then we were asked by Triffid and Danger Productions, who book us in Sweden, if we wanted to play there. So we felt like that's a great idea. And it's actually, I think the house was built in 1888, so it's a very old house. And the venue used to be from the early 30s until late 60s. It was, you know, almost every, you know, cool kind of culture event in Stockholm, you know, happened there. And it was a lot of the jazz bands. And it was like people went there to dance, people went there to listen to jazz music or later pop music and that kind of stuff. So it's a very legendary venue. So it's, you know, sometimes when you get into a place, you feel, you know, the history and the vibes of it. So that's the kind of, probably also helped us, you know, with the performance. So I'm very happy that we went there and we did it there.
What I like on the show is that there's a certain kind of story, or I would say a climax. So you start very, let's say, dark. Jenny Ann is wearing some kind of a cape, like a priestess, the high priestess of dark gospel music. And then she's turning into a, you know, she's having a white shirt afterwards at the end. And it's got more lights and it's got more organ inside. So the whole concert has a kind of story. Was this kind of a concept what you intended to play with?
Yeah, we you know, it's always nice to that a concert is like an album. You know, it's like that you have some kind of a story, and of course you want the ending to be like a climax. So so yeah, we tried to do that, and I'm glad you noticed and you liked it. So I think it's went out pretty well.
What I've seen already are some great reaction. You just released the first video officially on your Avatarium YouTube channel, which is The Sky at the Bottom of the Seas.
Yeah.
It's been a track from your previous album, which I think in a live version really worked much better with all the organs inside, and as a kind of duel between you as a guitarist and the organ from Rickard. It sounded a bit like some people wrote commentary like, this is the best Uriah Heep track they never wrote, but it has this kind of 70s vibes, and this is the track which really works live in this video, and I think it captured also the atmosphere of the whole concert really well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know, that song is, it's written by Leif Edling, the great Leif Edling, and it is, of course, really inspired by Uriah Heep. But since he's a very clever songwriter, he always kind of gets his own vibe into the songs anyway. But you can really feel the kind of, what do you say, like hectic pulse, and almost like the band had like too much cocaine right before, whatever. But, you know, which we actually didn't. But
talking about Leif, he was also the one somehow who started the whole idea of Avatarium beside of Candlemass. But I felt on the last album, his influence was much less to hear. The last album, The Fire Long For, which you have released last November, sounded a bit different. It sounded more lighter than the darker sounds which you had in the beginning. Is it?
Yeah, maybe.
Now you are more writing the material on your own.
Yeah, on the last album, we wrote, me and Jan wrote 6 songs, Leif wrote 3 songs. So I guess it's a little, of course, it's different, and it doesn't make sense for us to try to copy Leif Edling's songwriting. And you know, we're very proud of each album we did. We've done this far, and we've been writing some songs earlier as well, but now it's more on the last album. It's we like write most of the material, and I think, you know, I think goes both ways also, because it's, the sound is quite heavy and, you know, big and fat on the new album, but we also try to blend in, you know, some different harmonic, you know, things, and maybe a little bit more melodic, maybe, and I'm not sure, you know, we have our influences from like The Doors or the Crosby, Stills and Nash and Neil Young and that kind of stuff, and then of course we blend it with, you know, the Black Sabbath influence and that kind of stuff as well. So but you know, that's one of the things that I think I learned a little bit from Leif Edling, is that to always try to be personal when you write, instead of just, you know, try to copy something totally. And I think we really achieved to find a sound that really suits us well. And if we were supposed to continue with Avatarium, it was really important for us to write, you know, most of the material, because otherwise we'd just be, you know, we all have Candlemass, of course, and what Leif songwriting, but it's important for us to develop as musicians and as songwriters and everything, and artists, to be more involved in the songwriting. We've been doing, you know, the arrangements has been always from the band anyway, very, very much. Of course, Leif also been very involved in it, but you know, we, a lot of the songs like Persian Coffins and these kind of songs, they sounded very different when we did the first demo, and then we kind of did the Avatarium thing with them. So we've always been doing that, and in one way it's as much work to write another your own song as to kind of rearrange you know, live songs, if you know what I mean.
I can imagine. I see that, especially on the last album, you did a lot of acoustic stuff, which you always had. You know, when I remember your first shows, also at Rock Hard Festival in 2015, Jenny Ann played also acoustic guitar. And we see it also, by the way, at this show, one evening with Avatarium. But I think on the last album, you had more songs, which you also performed later on acoustically. I remember you played for German Telekom, this concert, which was being available as stay-at-home concert. You did also some great acoustics on your YouTube channel. By the way, this is something which you really should focus on, to play more of these acoustic things, some of your original songs. But you recently, you just mentioned Neil Young. You also played a great Neil Young version of one of his songs, which was astonishing to me to hear it by a band like Avatarium. But it shows really the development of the band, that you don't really just focus on one niche, because the Avatarium sound is mixed by some lots of ingredients. Those could be more also folk oriented, but it could be also blues oriented, and they still have this kind of Candlemass, Black Sabbath, doom, dark roots.
Yeah, and that's like, we talk like Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin, whatever, all these old, you know, giants. So one thing I always love with them is when they're blues to the hard rock or metal thing, and also what you say, blues and some old school rock and roll, actually.
You know? That's right, yeah.
So I always love that as well. And then, you know, when you've been working with music for quite a long time, always since I was a kid, I was always interested in different genres. So I find new music, you know, every month, every week, and sometimes it's new stuff. But usually I dig backwards, and I find like a lot of, because it's so much music. Some people say like, why do you only listen to old music? I don't only listen to old music, but there's a lot of old music to find that is great as well. So I was always interested in that. And it's also interesting as a producer to hear the recordings they did and everything. And so, you know, and then you find something that you kind of, this talks to me, I like this. And then you try to get these things into the music you write yourself. And with Avatarium, we have a style, we have a sound, but it's still, we always, every album sounds a little bit different. So we have kind of a window to be creative and bring in what we like, but always try to have our own Avatarium ID in there. So that's always the challenge, and that's what makes it interesting. And so
what will be the next? I'm sure in between the last year, when you finish the last album, I'm sure you don't only sit at home watching Netflix series, but I'm sure you are very productive working on new material, not only acoustically, which you showed already on your YouTube channel, but I'm sure you work also on new material. So what can we expect?
Actually, I wish I had time to watch some Netflix series. Because sometimes I said it another day to a friend, like, I would just want to spend 3 days doing nothing watching Netflix series. But there will be time for that later, hopefully. And that's something you can do in a tour bus.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're really writing new material, actually, at the moment. And we're starting to get some really nice things and ideas. And now we just need to make songs out of it. So we have a lot of ideas, and we have a lot of thoughts about how the next album should sound and everything. And that's one of the things we're working with. We're also working, since we can't tour and meet our audience, we really started to be more focused on the social medias. So our YouTube channel has been like, we haven't been doing anything with that for years, but now we've just started with our YouTube channel. So if you're interested in Avatarium, you should go there and subscribe, because it's going to be like our Avatarium TV, where we're going to, you know, have both, of course, official videos, but also clips from the studio, or, you know, some old clips and some new clips. And we also have this thing where it's called What's Hidden in the Song, where we kind of go through some of the songs, and you can listen solo some of the things, you know, like whatever, you know, percussion or vocals or whatever we do that you might not be aware of when you just listen to the whole song. So we have a lot of these small things that's both fun to work with, and it's also a way to communicate and, you know, give something to our listeners that really inspires they, because we really get inspired from mail and messages people write to us. And I noticed there's a lot of people that really get moved by our music. And then these are the things that has made us make the decision to continue. Because if we, I talked to Jan-Jan a lot about how should we do with Avatar? Shall we? Because we love to do it, but it's also, you know, it's a lot of work to work with it. But when people write like, this, that song helped me through a difficult time in life and all this kind of stuff that people write to us, that then you feel like, okay, this is something important, and we reach out, people understand what we are doing, and they get moved by it. And then, of course, that gives us energy to continue. So it's a beautiful thing, and we really want to, we are really inspired right now to continue with what we're doing.
So please carry on. I want to hear a fifth Avatarium album next year, and I hope you're going to come over finally when the pandemic is over. But before, you are coming to our living room, as I said before. So before, let me ask you, the whole concert will be available like a ticket, and you purchase it, and then you can not only stream it, but also download it to copy it on your own. Yeah. So this is the idea.
Exactly. So you can download it, so you will have it forever. And you can also download like a cover, so you can make your own DVD if you want to, which is very nice. And the thing is, this concert is, once again, we're very happy that we and feel very lucky that we were able, that this was recorded, because a lot of people do the live streams, and that is a great way to reach out. But this is a concert filmed in front of an audience right before the outburst of the COVID-19. So you can see the show that we were supposed to tour with in 2020. We were supposed to play Wacken, Summer Breeze, a lot of nice festivals, and we were also supposed to do our own tour. And so this is a chance for you to see the tour that, unfortunately, it didn't happen, but you will see it in your living room, and
with a great sound and with a great video as well.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you say that. And so just crank up the volume and, you know, have a beer or a glass of wine or Coca-Cola, whatever you want to drink, and you know, collect your friends and you know, and hope have a good time.
What I really like about this, it's a kind of fortune for everybody, because it's just, you won't believe, it's just 10 euro. So it's less than a ticket. It's even less than a CD, or about the same price as a CD. And you will get the full show, almost 90 minutes with, you know, all the best songs from all albums. On, you know, with a great performance at once. And I really can only suggest everybody who's listening to this podcast to have a look at it. If you're unsure, you can go to the YouTube channel, of course, and watch already some clips of it before. You're releasing some of the clips already before, so people already can know what they can buy. And of course, at the other side, when you buy a ticket for the download, you support a band, because this is something which also, you know, helps you, helps you also to sustain this pandemic, but you get a great concert as a gift in exchange. So that's why I really suggest all my listeners to have a look at it.
I think it's a fair deal. Thank you very much.
This was a commercial break.
That was a commercial break. Well, thank you very much. I'm very happy that you like it, and I think it's a fair deal, and it will hopefully also bring in even a new, more fans and new people to see Avatar. Because, you know, it's hard for us to, at this point, we wouldn't be able to go to like maybe South America this year anyway. So it's a good way for people like over the seas to see a full show with Avatarium. And And next time we tour, it's probably we have a new album, then it's going to be another tour. And it's also, you know, it's still always going to be different, you know, because we rehearsed and worked with this, with these shows, you know, with the band, and you do the arrangements and you make everything at that time. And Avatarium is like that. If we play like in a half a year or in a year next time, the songs are going to sound different because we always change small things, and because that's how we are.
So. We are looking forward to welcome back to the live stages in 2021. Until then, I wish you a productive time in the studio. Let us when there is something new. Until then, we're going to watch your YouTube channel. And of course, we're going to watch the concert. Markus, thank you very much. My best regards to Jenny Ann. And taksa mikit.
Thank you very much. It was very nice to talk to you.
You've got a taste now and want to invite Avatarium into your living room? Well, then you will find description of this episode, the so-called show notes, with a direct link to the page where you can download the complete video for only 10 euros. You even got a finished cover artwork to print out so that you can burn your very own DVD of it, kind of an official bootleg. If you enjoyed this episode, please follow me at the podcast dealer you trust so that you don't miss the next one. You will get the entire season as a free subscription service from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Deezer, SoundCloud, YouTube, the Google Podcast Portal, and, of course, via my homepage, theblockofrock.com. You can also listen to the stories that have been already published there, because there's new food in here every week. And above all, tell your friends and share the good news on social media. All right? Then let's hear again next time. Until then, keep on rocking.